Hello there, my fellow tax slaves out here in Slavelandia. We're out here on the river again, Josephine is looking for some eagles. And she got the binoculars out. I don't know, we've seen 15 or 20 eagles already today. The wind's blowing pretty good. But yeah, the thing I want to talk about is how people beg at the altar of the state and how they demonize anybody that wants to criticize the state. The people seem to be in a cult, and that it's a religious cult that believes that the God of state has been ordained by the God up above to protect us and to keep us safe and to secure our rights and to provide us with all kinds of wonderful things. And you know, Ma Rhodes is always one. Ma Schools is always one. Ma Recreation, Ma Police, Ma Fire, Ma Everything, Ma Social Security, Ma Medicare, Ma Medicaid. It goes on and on and on and on, and yet, you know, Then they bitch about how much government is spending and they're not protecting our borders and they're sending billions to Ukraine and they're doing all this other stuff. But anybody that goes into local government and starts to criticize their local people, they get demonized like hell. Oh, y'all always just complain and it's just like these baseball fields or the sheriff. You criticize the sheriff, doesn't matter what the sheriff does. If you criticize the sheriff, you're a racist, you want to defund the cops, you must be a criminal, all that. Every time you turn around, but it's okay for a politician to criticize another politician, but if you, the trolls, the cult members, the members of the state religion are cult members. They do and many of you probably do the same thing from the time that you were in first grade. Let's stand and do the pledge. And everybody does the pledge every morning of every day that you go to public indoctrination camp. And so it's bred into you, and you sing the Jose song, Jose, can you see? And the propaganda just continues and continues. But in the meantime, the state controls every aspect of your life. The state can kill whoever they want, and you will back it. No matter if you approve or disapprove, you back them. It doesn't matter what the men in blue do. You back the blue, the thin blue line. Any kind of mistake or misstep that a government make, you excuse that away. You know, it's just like all of the people that followed along in the Corona thing. Now it's come out that masks have no effect at all. That's what we've been saying from the beginning. That's what we went and told county council. We talked about the lockdowns and how bad they were and why are the schools closing down and all that's coming out now. So they've lied and lied and lied, and yet people still praise them, still defend them, and will demonize anybody else criticizing them. So those are the members of the cult. Those are the members of the cult. Are you a cult member? Do you still pledge allegiance to these liars and these thieves, these people that rob you all the time to pay for things? And are you a corporatist? You know, here in America, corporations own your Congress, corporations own your state, corporations basically own your county council. County Council hires this big corporation to plan our future. And everywhere they go, it's the same damn plan just to fit a different geographic area. Don't tell me they're not singing off the same hymn sheet. And the same hymn sheet is Agenda 21. If you don't know about Agenda 21, please do your damn homework. All you government cultists need to start doing your damn homework. Because you bought into the lies and bought into the lies and bought into the lies. You boosted up to 9 ways to Sunday, and you may not have that long to go. You say you're worried about the kids and all these rich bastards in Kershaw County over here in Camden. These little elitists want to build their field of dreams to make them feel good, but they want you and me to pay for it. That's a government cultist right there. They claim to be conservative and they're nothing of the sort. They're socialist and fascist mixed together. And they don't mind paying a little bit more, but a little bit more to you and me and the poor little granny living in a shack somewhere could be a whole damn lot. They don't give a shit about you. They don't give a shit about me. They give a shit about their little clique. And what they get to wear, and what they get to dress in, and what they get to drive. It's about time we end that bullshit. Looks like Josephine's ready to head out. The wind's kicking up, boys and girls. Just something else to think about. Are you a cultist with the government? Till next time, boys and girls. Peace.